Today's daf is Becharos daf Chaf Hey. We are holding on daf Chaf Dalid Amid Beis, and we began the sugya of Davar Sheni Miskaven, which is pretty much going to be the sugya that takes us through the entire Amid Aleph. Meaning the Gemara was talking, the Mishnah had mentioned that according to Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, a person is allowed to move away some of the, or cut away some of the wool that's right by the Beis HaShechita in order to shecht the Bechar. So we had a discussion in the Gemara, or we're in the middle of the discussion in the Gemara. What is the halacha with regard to Yantif? If you want to shecht an animal on Yantif, are you allowed to do the same? And what that depends on is whether the reason that Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam allows it in the Mishnah is because he holds Tolesh lav hainu gozeis, that Tolesh is not gozeis, and over here you're just being Tolesh, you're not being gozeis. Tolesh is biyad, gozeis is bikli. Or is it, no, it's Tolesh is gozeis. The reason he's matzis is because Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. So that if it's about Davar Sheni Miskaven, then Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter on Yom Tov as well. So we're going to have a discussion about Davar Sheni Miskaven in general, with the exception of Psik Reshe, who holds Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter. Does Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam necessarily hold Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter? Does Rav hold Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter? And that's going to be the discussion through Amid Aleph. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafei Amid Aleph is going to talk about Tzemer that had become detached from a Bechor, Balmum, while the Bechor was alive. Are you allowed to get Hana'a from that Tzemer after the animal dies or after the animal is shechted? Certainly while it's alive, the Tzemer is Aser Midrabanan, because we're afraid that you're going to keep the animal around and not shecht it right away in order to get Hana'a from the Tzemer that you pull off of it, and that's going to be Mevi Lidei Gizava Avoda. So that would be highly problematic. B'char Tam also, they were Gozer to Aser the Tzemer Ba'ana'a, because you might not be Makrovit as soon as you're supposed to be Makrovit, and then it's going to develop a Mum. And it's good, just so that you can delay, so you can get enough from the tzemer. But what about la'achar misa, la'achar shechita? Can you now get hana'a from that tzemer? So that's going to be the discussion of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to explain that the Gemara is going to bring this. The Mishnah quotes a machlokes between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim, and the Gemara is going to have different versions of what exactly that machlokes between Akavya ben Mahalalel and the Chachamim is. So today's shiur, did I mention it before? Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him very much for the continued sponsorship and support. So again, we are holding Chav Dalet and Beis. Let's begin where we left off, which I believe was Amar Lahu. Yeah, so the Gemara had raised this question. When Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam allows cutting off, moving away some of the wool from the Beis HaShechita in order to be able to shecht the Bechar, so is that because he holds that Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozeis, or is it because he holds Davar Sheni Miskaven is Mutter? So the Gemara says, Amar Lahu, Rav Huna responded to those who asked this question, that before I answer the question, Zilu Shailu L'Rav Chananel, you first have to go ask Rav Chananel, who is a Talmud of Rav, whether Rav said the halacha is like Rav Yossi ben Hamishulam in the first place. Before I explain to you what's behind Rav Yossi ben Hamishulam, you first have to ascertain whether Rav paskins like Rav Yossi ben Hamishulam. Iyamar halacha Rav Yossi ben Hamishulam, if shita luchu, if Rav tells you that the halacha is like Rav Yossi ben Hamishulam, then I will be happy to answer your question as to what the logic is, whether it's because of Davar Sheni Miskaven or whether it is Tolesh Lav Hainu Go. So Asu Shailua, they went to Rav Chananel, who is the Talmud of Rav, and they asked him about Rabbi Yossi, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, and Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Rav, halacha, Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, and the Rav Chananel answered, yes, in fact, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam. So Asu Kamed Rav Huna, so then they went back to Rav Huna, reporting back to Rav Huna, yes, Rav Chananel said the halacha, that Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, now tell us, what's the logic? Amar Lahu, Kenegdo B'Yom Tov Mutter. So he said the halacha would be that in a similar situation, if you wanted to shecht an animal in Yantif and you wanted to move away some of the seir from the Beis HaShechita, it would be mutter on Yom Tov. So the maskana of the Gemara is going to be that even if you hold Davar Sheni Miskaven is aser, it's going to be mutter on Yom Tov because it's considered kila achar yad. But at this point in the Gemara, it seems like we're saying that it's going to be mutter on Yom Tov because Davar Sheni Miskaven is mutter, and that's the basis of Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam. Itmar Nami, and we confirm this, that Amar Rav Chananya Bar Shlamya Mishmei Rav, Kenegdo B'Yom Tov is mutter, that when you want to can remove some of the wool from the Beit HaShmita, it is mutter to do that on Yom Tov, because it's a davar sheni miskavin and it's mutter. So frek the Gemara, mi amar Rav Hachi, wait, does Rav really say that a davar sheni miskavin is mutter, that you're allowed to move away some of the seir l'tzorach shchita on Yom Tov, because even if it does lead to tlisha sa'aros, even if you are tolish some of the hair, but it's a davar sheni miskavin and therefore it's mutter, v'amar Rav Chiya Barashi mishmei derav, but Rav Chiya Barashi said in the name of Rav, misuchraya denizyasa, a plug for a beer keg, that they would take a piece of cloth and plug in a hole, plug in the spout, so that it wouldn't just pour out. Asula aduka biyomatova, you're not allowed to attach it on Yom Tov, because by attaching the plug for the beer keg on Yom Tov, it's going to come to schitas habeged, meaning this is the plug is a beged, it's moist. You're going to squeeze it into a very narrow opening. By squeezing a moist cloth into a narrow opening, you're squeezing some of the liquid out of that cloth. So that's going to be asur to do, even though lechora to davar sheni miskavin, and davar sheni miskavin is mutter. Apparently, this is something that's asur to do. Now, the Gemara says about Yom Tov, right? That asur laduka bi Yom Tova. But the truth is, hu adin b'Shabbos. The same exact halacha would be true on Shabbos as well. The reason the Gemara dafka chooses Yom Tov is the way the Rishonim explained it, that if schita is asur misha mefarik, which is a tolda of dash, so it could be that the isra of disha wouldn't apply in Yom Tov min haTorah, because it's melechas ochel nefesh. That which you doing dash is part of food preparation very often, and you're allowed to do food preparation in Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So you might think that, okay, anything that's a tolda of dash is not going to be asur in Yom Tov. So that's why he wants to tell me the greater chiddush, that even though it's not an isra d'orais, it's still going to be asur midrabanan to do this kind of schita on Yom Tov. That's the only reason it says Yom Tov. But really, this is true of Shabbos as well, that you're not allowed to use this misuchraya dinizyasa on, to plug this hole with this moist cloth on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's a violation of schita. But the bottom line is that you see from here that since it's a violation of schita, even though it's a davar sheni miskavin, it's considered asur. So how could you tell me that Rav holds davar sheni miskavin is mutter? Answer the Gemara very simply. By he, afil Rabbi Shimon moda, davai v'rav damit havayu, moda Rabbi Shimon sikreshe v'lo yamos. No, in the case where you're plugging the beer keg, everyone would agree that's asur. I mean, that's not a regular davar sheni miskavin, that's a sikreshe. You cannot take a moist cloth and squeeze it and not expect liquid to come out of it. That's the davar sheni miskavin is where the malacha might happen or might not happen. You're dragging a bench, you're not sure, is it going to dig a hole in the ground or is it not? So that's a davar sheni miskavin. But when you're doing something that you know for sure is going to do the malacha, even Rabbi Shimon, who's matir davar sheni miskavin, is going to say that that's going to be asur. Everyone would agree in that case that it's going to be asur. There is a discussion in Achronim, most notably in Rav Elchanan, in his comments in Maseches Ksuvos, what exactly is the logic for the idea of psik reshe being asur? I mean, you're still not having kavana for the malacha. Why is it that just because the malacha is definitely going to happen, why is it that makes it asur if it's davar sheni miskavin? You're not really having kavana for the malacha at all. So that's a chakira in the Achronim. Rav Elchanan points out one possibility is, since you know for sure it's going to happen, it turns out that your kavana is that it's going to happen, because you cannot say this isn't my kavana, because knowledge equals kavana. 100% knowledge that this will happen means that you're intending for it to happen. It may not be your primary motivation for doing what you're doing, but you are intending for some of the liquid to come out, because you're squeezing liquid out of this cloth. Or it could be that since it's gonna be maybe l'day this malacha, it's considered a ma'ase iser even without kavana. Meaning, normally, in order to have a ma'ase iser, you need the ma'isa plus some kavana. But maybe when you know for sure that this ma'isa is going to be a ma'isa iser, there's no doubt that it's going to lead to iser, you don't need that ingredient of kavana, that even absent any kavana. I mean, so that's the chakir nachronim. Is it that when you have a psik reshe, it's ki'ilu miskavein? It's as if it's considered that you're actually having kavana? Or no, we waive the requirement of kavana. It's not necessary to have kavana. It's inherently considered like a davar miskavein. There's also a significant discussion in Rishonim, there's a big tosis in Maseches Ksuvos, what malacha exactly are you doing here by squeezing liquid out of a cloth? Yes, schita is asur. Why is schita asur? And how does it apply to squeezing beer out of a beer-drenched cloth? So there are two possible reasons that schita would be asur. Tosis discusses at length in Ksubas Daf Vav. There's one possibility is that it's kibus, it's libun of the beged, it's cleaning of the beged, that when you launder something, you squeeze liquid out of the beged that you're laundering. The other possibility is that it's mefarek, a tolda of dash. You're removing something from inside something else, that you're being motzi, just like what you take, the dash is when you're taking the grain out of its shell, so you're removing something from inside something else. So here also, you're removing the liquid that's trapped inside the beged. But Tosus points out there's a limitation on each of those, and the Chora, this case, doesn't fit either one of those melachos. See, if it's Mishum Alabin, then that should only apply, Tosus says, to water, because using other liquids to launder a beged is counterproductive, right? If you were to take your white shirt from Shabbos and you want to launder it, and you launder it using wine, right? So that will not be an effective way of laundering the beged. So it would not be mishum malabin. It would make no sense. So you're going to take beer and launder a beged? It doesn't make any sense that that would be mishum malabin. So it only applies by mayim. Tos points out when it comes to mefarek, the idea of the melacha of dash is that you're removing something from inside something else because you want to use the something that you're removing from within something else. If it's holich le'ibud, if as soon as you remove it, it gets immediately destroyed, so then it's not a violation of mefarek. That's what they recommend. If a woman is nursing, let's say, so what's the problem of for the baby to nurse, there's no issue, right? But let's say the baby's not hungry right now, the baby's sleeping, and she's uncomfortable and she needs to expel some milk because she's uncomfortable, so the malacha in question would be a malacha of dash. So what do they recommend? How do you avoid the malacha of dash? To put something in the bottle that she's going to pump into that will immediately ruin the milk on its way out. Why does that help? Because if it's holich li'ibud, then it's not dash. Dash means that you plan on using. So over here by the barrel, you're plugging the beer barrel. Whatever beer squeezes out just lands on the floor anyway. So Tosus is bothered in Maseches Ksuvos. How could it be that this is anything? That this is either form of schita? So Tosus suggests maybe the nekev is milamala. Maybe this hole is on the top of the keg, on the top of the barrel, and when you squeeze it in, the beer that gets squeezed out of the cloth lands right back in the barrel. So it's not holich li'ibud. It's in fact continues to be used. Okay, so this is a major discussion. And whenever you discuss anything related to schita, that's the analysis that has to be done. Is it schita mishum alabin? Is it schita mishum dash? Mishum mefarek? Right, this is the major discussion that poskim have when it comes to schita on a toothbrush on Shabbos. This was a big machlokas poskim, whether it's a violation of schita. Rav Moshe held it's a violation of schita to use a wet toothbrush on Shabbos because it's water, and you're squeezing the water out of the toothbrush, and it's going to help clean your teeth, so you're using it as it gets squeezed out. So Moshe held that it fits every definition of schita. Rav Shlomo Zalman held otherwise. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sri Deish held that it's not a violation of schita because they said, first of all, it's not really water. It's water mixed with toothpaste or whatever. And second of all, it's not shaykh to be malabein the bristles. The bristles aren't you're not cleaning off the bristles because then nothing gets into them. They don't absorb. And also, it's holich li'ibud because it goes onto your teeth. So that's not something that's usable. You would never be able to use that water. So it's a question of how you define all of these terms. So that's a major discussion in the poskim. One of the many schita related discussions that really jump off the page from the discussion that Rishonim have of this Gemara. But in the context of our Gemara, what were we saying over here? That Rav wanted to say that it's mutter to move away the wool from the base of shechita of the animal, or even on yantif when you want to shecht an animal, and we assume it's because davashen miskavin mutter. So ask the Gemara, how can you say davashen miskavin is mutter? You're not allowed to plug the beer barrel, and that seems to be davashen miskavin. No, that's different. That's a psik reshe. That's not davashen miskavin. But Rav, in fact, really does hold davashen miskavin is mutter. So says the Gemara, but still, we'll challenge further. V'ha'amar of chia bar ashi amar Rav. We find that Rav holds biferish that a davashen miskavin is Aser, because there is this machlokes that Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser, and Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. This is a sugya in Maseches Beitz and Maseches Shabbos about Davar Shein Miskavin comes up all over the place. And the Amr Chibur Ashi Amr Rav Halacha Rabbi Yehuda that Rav says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser. For Rav Chanan Barami Amr Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel passes like Rabbi Shimon that Davar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. For Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Masni Blo Gavri. Rabbi Chia Bar Rav taught this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel without any intermediary, just straight. Rav Amar Lach Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Lach Rabbi Shimon, without having to quote Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Rabbi Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel. No, straight. Rav says Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel says Halachas like Rabbi Shimon. So now we're back to Akasha. If Rav holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser, how can he allow removing the Seyar from the Beis HaShechita of the animal in order to shecht it on Yom Tov? That's a Davar Shein Miskavin. That should be Aser. So says Mar Eli Olam Savarav Davar Shein Miskavin Aser. You're right. Rav holds Davar Shein Miskavin is Aser. V'toleish Lav Haynu Gozeis. And the reason in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi ben Amashulam allows removing the Seyar from the neck of the Bechor is because you're doing it B'tlisha, you're doing it B'yad, which is only called Toleish. That is not a violation of Gozeis. Aye, but what about on Yom Tov? How come Rav said you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov? Obiyom Tov Haynu time of the Shari. The reason he allows doing it on Yom Tov is Davle Oker Dover Migidulo Kila Achar Yad. It's considered to be doing a malacha with a shinoi. It's not normal to be Tolish Seyar Biyad. Normally you would use a Kli to do such a thing, to be Tolish Seyar. So since you're doing it Kila Achar Yad, that's why Rav is going to be Mekil specifically in that case. In general, the malachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov are only Asumi Daraisa when you do the malacha Kedarka. When you do it with a shinoi, that's not the malacha Daraisa, that's only an Isser Midrabanan. But over here, we're going to allow the Isser Derabanan Mishum Simchas Yom Tov, or perhaps Tos points out Bitziruf, the fact that it's in a Miskavin, meaning you're not really intending for it anyway. So granted, generally Rav is Machmir and Davar Shein Miskavin, but it's also Kila Achar Yad. So when you put Eina Miskavin and Kila Achar Yad together, it becomes so much not a Malachas Machsheves, meaning the concept of Malachas Machsheves is that you have like a purposeful, direct, clear action with intent. So when you make it ain't a miskavid and it's kalachriyad, so it's not enough of a malachas machsheves to be usher at all. So that's the pashas of the Gemara. The Ramban writes that the maskana of the Gemara is that if you're tolish mibali chayim, you're not chayiv mishum okadav migidulo, because which is the malacha of kotzer, you're only chayiv mishum gozeis, and that's why you're potter, because tolish is in an unusual because you're over here you're potter since you're being tolish in an unusual way, and tolish is not bechlal gozeis at all. Okay, so bottom line is you're doing it in an unusual enough way that it's not going to be a violation of gozeis. So now the Gemara explains that if everything that's taken, that's removed biyad v'lo b'kli, we say that it's not included in Gziza and Akiras Davar Migidulo. V'tolesh lav hainu gozeis, is that really true? That tolesh, when you remove something biyad, that's not considered gozeis? V'atanya, but we have a braisa, hatolesh es hakonaf. If a person is tolesh a feather from a large feather from the wing of a bird on Shabbos, b'shogeg, v'akotmo, or a person snips, he clips the tip of a feather, v'amorto, or a person smooths out the feather from the extra hairs that are on the side, chayiv shalosh chatos, not or. If he does all these three things, he's chayiv three separate karbanos chatos. V'amreish lakish, Reish Lakish explains why three separate karbanos chatos. What three malachos did he do over here? Normally, if you do the same malacha, behelem achas, so you're not going to be chayiv three chatos. These must be three separate malachos that he violated. So tolesh chayiv mishum gozeis. Tolesh is a tolda of gozeis. Koteim chayiv mishum mechatech. When he's koteim, that's a violation of mechatech, of cutting the leather of an animal. So over here, it's a tolda of mechatech. Mimareit is chayiv mishum mimachech. And when one is mimareit, it's when he smooths it out, that's chayiv mishum mimachech. Just like they would smooth out the hide of the animal in the Mishkan. So whenever you take off the rough edges, you sort of sand it down and smooth out the hide of the animal, that's a violation of mimachik. That was the other discussion when it comes to brushing teeth on Shabbos. Rav Moshe held that it's a violation of mimachik when you use toothpaste. So what Ramesha meant was that it's a violation of mimareach, which is a told of mimachik. Mimareach means, mimachik is you take a rough substance and you cut pieces off of it to sand it down, to smooth it out. Mimareach means to take a cream or anything and just smooth it over an area, but you're not actually removing anything from a rough substance, you're just smoothing out more of like a pliable substance. So Rav Moshe used the term mimachik, he meant mimareach. But when someone told Rav Soloveitchik, oh, Rav Moshe held you're not allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos because it's a violation of mimachik, so Rav Soloveitchik didn't understand, mimachik, why would it be mimachik? He thought that he must have meant that your teeth are rough, and when you clean them, you're smoothing them down. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that wouldn't be mimachik at all, because your teeth aren't rough, they have stuff on top of them that's not part of the teeth. If you were smoothing it down because you were actually sanding down your teeth, yeah, that would be mimachik. But if you have something that's attached to your teeth, that's not called mimachik, it's something external to your teeth. So Rav Soloveitchik said, there's no way Rav Moshe said that way, because if he said that it's mimachik, then after 1,000 times of brushing your teeth, you wouldn't have teeth. Meaning if you're really sanding it down every time, then there wouldn't be anything left after some time. So obviously it's not mimachik, but that's the malach of mimachik means that, to smooth something down by removing something from the surface itself. So the Gemara answers, no, shiny kanaf, dahainu orche. The kanaf of the oaf is different than being tolish, the seir from a behema, because that is the derech, to be tolish, the feathers of the bird from the wing, biyad, to do it by hand and not to do it with a kli, and therefore it's not gozes kalachar yad, it's regular gozes, so there's no shinoi involved, so that's why you're chayiv in that case. But in our case where we're talking about removing wool from the neck of the animal, it's unusual to do it biyad, it's enough of a shinoi, and that's why it's going to be it's going to be mutter. So says Gemara, umi de Rav savak Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Ooh, if Rav is passing like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam in our Mishnah, it must be that Rav Yosef ben Meshulam savak like Rav. That Rav Yosef ben Meshulam agrees with Rav that a davar shein miskavin is aser. Remember, Rav is the one that passing like Rav Yehuda that a davar shein miskavin is aser. So says Gemara, but is that true? The savak Rav Yosef ben Meshulam davar shein miskavin aser. Does Rav Yosef ben Meshulam really hold davar shein miskavin is aser? Tanya, but we have a brisa. This brisa is going to talk about para aduma. The halacha is that in order to have a para aduma, all of its hairs must be red. If there are two hairs that are black, it's pasul from being a para aduma, and you cannot just remove the black hairs. But if only the upper part of the hairs is black, and the bottom part of the hairs are red, as long as they're still there, it's pasul. But if you take away the blackness, the black part of the hair, it goes back to being kosher. If the black part of the hair is removed, it goes back to being kosher. So the Braisa tells us as follows. Shtei sa'aros. You have two hairs that are black. Ikaran ma'adim. Where the roots of those hairs are red. Veroshan mashkir. Only the tips of those hairs are black. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer. Gozeis b'misparayim. You're allowed to be gozeis. You're allowed to cut off those hairs with scissors. The black part of those hairs with scissors. In order to make a kosher par aduma. Ve'eno choshesh. And you don't have to be concerned that you violated an isra of gziza b'kachim. Normally, all kachim you're not allowed to be gozes. It's not only a din by b'choros, the isra of giza. It's by all karbanos. The pasuk only says it with regard to b'chor. V'lo tigos b'chor tzoncha, the pasuk says, but the medrash derives in the sifri from the fact that the pasuk says kala b'chor sheyivaleid b'b'korcha b'tzoncha zachar taktish l'Hashem elokecha, that the isra is knowing by all b'chor v'tzon that you are taktish, by all of its own that are huktash. As far as karbanos ha'ov, that's a discussion. So Minchas Chinuch points out that from the Lashon of the Chinuch, it sounds in Mitzvah Taf Pei Gimel that it's not knowing by karbanos ha'ov, it's only by a behema that's hagdish, and it seems that way from the Rambam as well. That it's because the limud is from the pasuk where it says bakar v'tzon. But the bottom line is there is an isra giza by all kachim. So if there's an isra giza by all kachim, you're not allowed to do giza on a paraduma. That's also kachim. So how is it that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam allows you to take off the black part, to cut off the black part of the hairs of the paradum? Must be because your kavanah is not for giza. Giza means that you're shearing an animal because you want to use the wool. You want to use that which you're cutting off. You have no interest in using the two black tips of the hair that you're cutting off of the paraduma. No, it's clearly your kavanah is only to be misake in the para. So you see that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam holds that a davar shayna miskavein is mutter. If it were us, or he would not allow cutting off these hairs. Says Marno, shiny para, to love bas gizahi. No, there is no isra Nisr of Giza on a Paraduma. The reason Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is making is not because even though there's Nisr of Giza, this is a Dover Shein Miskavin of Giza. No, Yolta Parah is not a Bas Giza. It's not Shaykh Giza by a Parah, because a Parah doesn't have wool. It has hairs. No one ever gozes the hairs of a cow to use the hairs of a cow. So it's not even Shaykh to the whole Malach of Giza. That's the Svar of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Gemara says, not satisfied with that answer. Va'atanya, we have a Braisa. Lo Sava B'chor Shorecha V'lo Sagos B'chor Tzonecha. I would only know that a shor is aser ba'avoda and a tzon is aser b'giza. Minayin litin es hamer shel zeh b'zeh v'es hamer shel zeh b'zeh. How do I know that there's an issur of giza on a shor and therefore on a para as well? Tamalomar lo sa'avod v'lo sagoz. The vav v'lo sagoz is being most of all inyan rishon to tell me that you learn one from the other, that a para is aser b'giza as well. So now we're back to our original raya. If Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam allows you to snip off the black parts of the hairs of a para aduma, it must be that it's because it's a davar shein miskavin, and yel davar shein miskavin is mutter. But if Rav is supposed to hold like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, and Rav holds a davar shein miskavin is aser, how could Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam say a davar shein miskavin is mutter? El a shiny para dekatchev gavayisi. Now we have to say his para aduma is different than all other karbanos. It's shayich giza on a para. But a para aduma has no iser of giza, because the para aduma only has the level of kedusha called kache bet gabayis. It's not kache mizbeach, because it's never brought as a carbon on the mizbeach, and therefore there is no iser of giza, and that's where Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is matir, but nothing to do with davar shein miskavin. It's simply that there is no iser over here. So says the Gemara, wait a second, you're going to tell me that there's no kedusha saguf on a para aduma? V'amar Rabbi Lazar, kache bet gabayis asurim begiza v'avoda, but didn't Rabbi Lazar tell me that even Kachay Bet Kabayis have an Isra of Giza? So you didn't solve anything by telling me that the Parah Aduma doesn't have the level of Kedusha. Guess what? Even if it doesn't, it's only Kachay Bet Kabayis, that's also Asra B'Giza V'Avoda. And says the Gemara, yeah, Midrabanan. That's only an Isra Midrabanan, that there goes an Isra Giza on Kachay Bet Kabayis. Midar Raisa, there is no Isra Giza. And that's why Rabbi Yossi allows being Gozis B'Misparayim, even though he holds the Dover Shein Miskavein, would be Asr. So frankly, Gemara, Va'ika isura drabanan. When we say that it's asur midrabanan, it still would be asur. So we still haven't explained why does Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam allow it? If you hold that there's an isur of giza on a paraduma midrabanan, and you hold that a davar shein miskavin is asur, why does Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam allow taking the scissors and cutting off the two black hairs? Ella shiny para de lo shchicha. It must be a para aduma is different. That even though there's generally an isra giza midrabanan on kachay bet kabayis, but there's not even an isra drabanan on para aduma, because the para aduma is so uncommon, and something that's very uncommon, the chacham were not goes there. In general, the chacham only goes on that which is common. It's a discussion: are they only goes on that which is common because they're only authorized to be goes on that which is common, or they only saw fit to be goes around that which is common? Okay, that's a worthwhile discussion, but the bottom line is, since paraduma is so rare, it's not included in the Isra Drabanan. So ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yossi allow being goes as the sayer while the par is still kadosh? V'lichla v'lafkaluchulin v'ligza v'hadavlikatsha. Isn't there a way out? Can't you just be mechalal it on the money, the kedusha of the para on money, then be gozes, and then be makdish it again, and that way you'll get around the entire problem of gziza? Says Mar, no, tamei yikarin. It's very expensive, so we can come up with a para aduma is extremely expensive, right? The Gemara's in kedusha with Dam Benesina, and they needed all that money that they were willing to pay him for the para aduma that he had in his aid. It's very, very expensive, so that it's not so easy to just be mechalal it on ma'os. Says more short is the halach is if you're mechalal hekdish on even a small amount of money, even way less than it's worth, it works. It's mechalal the hekdish. So can't you just be mechalal the paraduma on a dollar? So says more emer damer Shmuel shechilal lechachila miyamar. Shmuel doesn't allow doing that lechachila. He says that it would work if you did it on the wrong value of money. Bizman hazeh, where there is no where anything that's hekdish is just a giant michshal because there is no base of hekdish to give it to, so we allow even the chachila to be mechalal on less money than it's worth. But that's why they couldn't just be mechalal the para aduma on money. So says the Gemara, Iba Yisema, or we could be miyashiv Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Why is that he allows using scissors to cut off the black hairs? Really, all the davar shein miskavin is mutter. And I thought Rav is supposed to hold like Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam. Rav Savar like Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Rav holds like the halacha that Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam said, which is that you're allowed to remove the hairs from the neck of the animal prior to Shechita. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam lo Savar like Rav. But Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam doesn't have to answer to Rav. He doesn't have to hold like Rav. Rav was matir because he holds that Tolesh is not Gozes. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam holds that even if Tolesh is Gozes, it's mutter because it's Dover Shein Miskavin and it's mutter. Rav has to say Tolesh is not Gozes because Rav holds Dover Shein Miskavin is Aser. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam doesn't have to say Dover Shein Miskavin is Aser. He holds Dover Shein Miskavin is going to be mutter. Says, okay, so that resolves the issue of why Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam allows cutting with the scissors. Now the Gemara explains. The Mishnah had said, when you're Tolish the Seir, you have to leave it in that area of the animal's neck. So Amar Ravashi, Amar Reish Lakish, Lo Shanu, Elo Biyad, Aval Bekli, Aser. That when the Mishnah says you're allowed to be Tolish the Seir, it means by hand, but you can't do it with a Kli. Aiva Ketani, Oso Makom Bekofitz, Mikan, Mikan. But the Mishnah said explicitly, you take the Kofitz to make space to do the Shechita. No, Tni, Likofitz. It means that you make space so that you can then use the knife to sheft, but you don't make the space with the knife. You're not allowed to use a kli. You have to be tolish biyad. The chen tolish seir liros mum. The Mishnah also said you're also allowed to be tolish seir in order to be able to expose a mum so that they can investigate whether it's a mum kavur or not. So you buy lechachila odiavet. Is that a din lechachila or only if you were avar v'talash the seir letzorech riyas a mum that you're not allowed to be mazes the seir that you were tolish mimakomo. You should leave it together with the other saaros. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Tosh. If you have a wool that's tangled in the ear of the bechor and there's a mum in the ozen, Rabbi Yosef ben Shlom Omer tolsho umares mumo to be tolish that semer and show the mum to a chacham. So shema mina lechadchila, we see that you're allowed to do that lechadchila in order to be able to see a mum. Shema mina, that in fact is a good raya. Omer of Mari afanunami tanina. From our Mishnah, you could see the answer. V'chena tolish seir liros makom mum. If someone is tolish seir to see the mum, so my v'chein. What is the word v'chein adding in the Mishnah? It sounds like there's some connection between the din of being tolish seir in order to see a mum and the previous halach of being tolish seir in order to allow for shechita. So ilema shelo yazizu es mekomo. If it's that you shouldn't remove it from its place, hashu mashochet shechitas mechachas lo yizizenu liros makomumi bayi. If even by a case of shechita where it's clearly that you're only removing that wool for the sake of the shechita, and no one's going to think otherwise because you're doing a shechita right away, and still we're so sensitive that we don't want you to move the hair too far away that you got to keep it tangled in the wool that's nearby. So when you're doing it to be roe amum, where there's no clear evidence what your intentions are, and someone might suspect that you actually plan on using that wool, of course you have to leave whatever you are tolish on the animal. Elalav atolish. It must be that this is going on the issue of talisha itself. But the chain is telling me that just like when it comes to shackling the animal, you're allowed to remove the seir in order to do the shechita, so too when it comes to being roa mum, you're allowed to do it in order to be roa the mum. So it says the new Mishnah now, seir b'chor bal mum shenashar. If you have hair of a b'chor bal mum that has fallen off while it was alive, v'nichu b'chalon, and you put it in a cubby somewhere. Chalon sometimes means a window, sometimes means a cubby. Over here it means a cubby. You put it away somewhere in a locker, va'achar kach shchato, and then you shechtu the b'char, and that shchita is matir the basar ba'achila, it's matir the or and the tzemer ba'hana'a. So the tzemer that was nashar mechayim that had fallen off while the animal was alive is a machlokas between a kavi ban malalel and the chachamim. But there's going to be a machlokas tanaim. What this earlier machlokas tanaim is about? A kavi ban malalel matir, a kavi ban mahalalel after the shchita allows you to get hana'a from the tzemer that came off while it was alive, while the animal was alive, and the chamin aser. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokes akavi ben malal and the chachamim. Amar lo Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says Rabbi Yehuda, lo bazeh hitir akavi ben malal. That's not the case where you have machlokes between akavi ben malal and the chachamim. El saar balmum shenashar v'nichu bechalon. The case is the hair of a bechor balmum that came off while the animal was alive, and you put put it in a chalon, you put it in a kabi, so where while it was alive, it would be asubana, v'achar kach meis, and then the bechor died. That's the case where a kavi ben malal is matir the wool bana, even though the wool was mechuber to a bechor, a wool that's mechuber to a bechor that died is asr bana. That's the case of the machlokes. So the Mishnah adds that whatever the chavim asr is only by tzemer that was nitlash mechayim and was put away in a kabi because it's totally separated from the bechor. Tzemer amadul dol bebechor, but if you have tzemer that's dangling from the bechor and still mixed in with the tzemer that's still attached to the bechor, as shenira ima giza, the tzemer that looks like it's part of the giza, when you shear it after the shechita, mutter. That's mutter ba'ana, like all the rest of the tzemer. Ve'ashenu nira ima giza, but if it doesn't look like part of the shearings that come off after it dies, when you take all the wool off of it, asr. That's going to be asr ba'ana because that doesn't look like part of the shearings. That looks like wool that in fact is removed. Meaning, this is just saying that in the ratio, when we spoke about putting it in a cubby, that was important. The point is that it was no longer mixed in with the rest of the wool of the animal. It's still attached to the animal. It was very clearly removed from the animal at that point in time. So now the Gemara is going to explain the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the machlokas between Akavya ben Malalel and the Chachamis. Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, by tzemer that had fallen off, and then you shechted the bechor, that's not the case where Akav ben Malal is matir. Mechlal da asar. He makes it sound like Akav ben Malal would asar in that case. You have a bechor that's not a balmum, that tzemer fell off of it while it was alive, and then you shechted that bechor. Rabbi Yossi makes it sound like, oh, there's no machlokas in that case. Everyone's going to say asar. Well, why would that be true? V'ashtu b'meis shari, shchatu mibayi. Akav ben Malal is even matir if the animal drops dead when you don't do shechita. If the bechor just dies, Akav ben Malal, it allows you to get hana from the tzemer, even though the tzemer that's still mechuber to a bechor is also bana, because the halacha should have been that it should be buried with the bechor itself, like the bechor itself. So when you shecht it, where the tzemer that's mutter to that which is shechted, you need to tell me that Rabbi Kav ben Malal is going to be matir. That for sure Rabbi Kav ben Malal should have been matir. So no, we misunderstand Rabbi Yossi. He's not saying Rabbi Kav ben Malal would not be matir in that case. Elo lo bezeh hitar kavya v'chamosrin. We're saying that's not the case of the machlokes where the chacham would say aser shchato if it's shechted. Divrei Hakol shari. Everyone, even the chacham, would be mutter that it's mutter to use that tzemer. Ki pligi b'meis. The only machlokas is if it drops dead. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain whether every bechor that has a mum is included in this machlokas tanaim of the tzemer that's nitlash from it is mutar b'ana la'achar shchita or la'achar misa or not. So, and through that discussion, we'll get to the logic of the machlokas. Amr b'asi amr ishlakish machlokas v'yishitiru mumcha. The machlokas by a bechor that a chacham who knows how to examine a mum was matirid and paskin that this is a mum kavua, and therefore you're allowed to shecht it and you're allowed to eat it wherever you want to eat it. It's mamish chulin, and then some tzemer had fallen off of it. That's the machlokas. Demar savar the chum hold gazrinan, that even that we make a gzera to asher that tzemer that fell off while it was alive, because if you're going to be matir bana dilma asil shehuye, you may come to leave the animal that's a bechor around and not shecht it in order to benefit from the tzemer that it produces, and then you're going to come to an isu gizav avoda. Umar Savar and Akav ben Malal holds, we don't make such a gezeira that you're going to leave it around. But if a mumcha never paskin that this is a mum kavua, divrei hakol asr. Everyone's going to say that it's asr to get hana'a from such semer, because the semer that's nasha from a bechor tam, that falls off a bechor tam, we have to be choshish, you're going to leave it around and you get hana'a from the semer, in order to get hana'a from the semer that it produces, because it's still a carbon and it can only be brought in the mizbeach. So it's to your benefit that you leave it around for longer so that it could develop a mum. So we're afraid of a person wanting to leave it around for too long. So the Gemara brings a brayso. We have machlokas chacham and Rabbi Yossi by a balmum that gets mixed in with tamimim. And through the explanation of that machlokas, we're going to ask on Reish Lakish, who said that if a mumcha was never matir, everyone's going to say it's asr. So Masav Hav Sheshes, we have a brayso, bali mumin that get mixed in with tamimos. Osrin, they asr all the animals that they're mixed in bekol shehein, even if it's only one bal mum that gets mixed in with 1,000 tamimim. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yevaker. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we need to search which is the balas mum, and only that one is going to be asr, the rest are going to be mutter. Vavinim, but my Yevaker. What does Yevaker mean? Ilim at the bal mum, who, if it means that you check which one is the bal mum, velishkalei, and you remove it, v'chal tanakama amar lav, tanakama would say that would not suffice. Everyone would hold if you could find the bal mum, remove it, and then of course the tarov is mutter. Some of them not remember Vua, hacha begizas b'char bal mum askin. Over here we're talking about a piece of wool that came from a b'char bal mum, shenisarva begizei chulin, that got mixed in with gizei chulin. And Rabbi Yossi is talking about the tsemer. But if the tsemer, this tsemer is aser, everyone would agree that the entire tarovas is aser. Uman tanakama, who's the tanakama who says that the tsemer is aser, even the tsemer of chulin that's now mixed in with this is aser? Rabbi Yudahi, damer nishchetu aser rabbanan. It's going like Rabbi Yudah, who says in our Mishnah that when it's shechted, the rabbanan would aser it. Rabbi Yossi, the tamei, damer nishchetu shar rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi's lishitaso that once it's shechted, the rabbanan would be matir. The katani yuvukar, and it says that you have to search my yuvukar lav imum kavua imum overu. Doesn't yuvukar mean that you have to examine whether it's a mum kavua or not? Afal gav shaloi tiru mumcha, and we see from there therefore that Rabbi Yossi holds even though a mumcha was never matir, it's still going to be mutar bana because only now after it gets mixed in, you're only now first discovering whether it had a mum kavua or not. So Amarava lo yivukar ihitiru mumcha in vi lo lo. No, the case of yivukar means that what we investigate is was a mumcha ever matirit. But if a mumcha was taka matirit, then you're going to be allowed to shecht it, and all the tzemer is going to be mutar bana. It's only if a mumcha was never matirit that it's going to be asur bana. Okay, we'll pick up in the middle of the page, Bezras Hashem, tomorrow.